Subtraction games can be a little trickier than addition games because with a lot of addition games, you get two or three dice and you're good to go. But with subtraction, it can be tricky because we're not wanting to get into negative numbers with, you know, K1, 2 students. So you have to be a little bit more thoughtful about the games that you have your kids do so that they don't end up in negative numbers. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about 5 subtraction games that you can use with your students. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. Sometimes it can be hard to visualize games just through audio, so you can go ahead and go to my Instagram, and I have reels of all of these games so that you can see them in action really quickly and get a fun story or two in the meantime. The first game is similar to the game that we had last week in the addition episode. Instead of spin and add, it is spin and subtract. So the main difference here is that you're going to have your students starting with a full 10 frame. So these are all subtraction from 10 facts that they're working on. And then they would spin their spinner, and then whatever they spun would be the number that they take off of the 10 frame, and then again have the opportunity to write a subtraction equation that goes with what they just did so that they can get practice with their number writing, equation writing, and it's helpful for you to be able to see what they're doing and how they're doing and if there's any confusion with writing equations and symbols. If there is confusion, I want you to tune in next week because I'm going to be discussing how I like to introduce the addition and subtraction symbols, because the reality is they don't need those symbols to be able to do addition and subtraction. It can start to be symbol overload with letters and numbers and equal signs and all of that. So I have a little trick that I like to use to introduce those things to help kids remember what the different symbols mean and have them writing equations in no time. Okay, the next game is called Spin, Roll, and Color. And so for that game, your kids will spin a number. They go to 12. I usually have them just roll one die because they might spin a lower number than the dice, and then they're into negative numbers and we don't want that. So if you are going to use two dice, you just want to talk to them about how to determine if the number that you rolled is bigger than the number that you spun, then you might have to start that roll over again. Anyway, for that game, you would spin the spinner, and then they could build a tower to match it if they want that visual, and then roll one dice, and then subtract the number they rolled from the number they spun, and then they can color in that number or space. Their recording sheet is kind of like a grid, so it has all of the numbers on the bottom, and then they would just color in one box for the difference that they got. And then they're looking to see which one can get to the top first or whenever they finish their grid. The next one is called Build, Roll, and Break. And for that one, they're going to build a tower of 12, then roll two dice. They'll have to add together the sum of the two dice and then subtract that from the tower. So they're going to break off the tower where the sum is, and then write an equation to go with it. And they have kind of like a game board, so they have to fill up the game board to get to the finish line to finish that game, Build, Roll, and Break. My students really enjoyed that game because they like to build towers. I think it's fun to kind of break it off gently. We're not going too crazy here, but those cubes can be pretty tough. You know, they've had a lot of kids using those cubes, so they should be able to survive the breaking of the tower. The next one is similar to Spin, Roll, and Color. This one is Spin, Roll, and Remove. So the idea is the same. They spin, roll, and subtract whatever number they rolled, and then remove it from their tower. And that one, the focus is more on writing equations, where the other one is just finding the difference. So they're getting practice of both sides there, with the idea being similar so that they can do this station independently. It will be familiar to them, but come at it from a little bit of a different angle, so they're working on different skills. And the last one is my favorite. It's called Jump Around. Jump Around is a partner game. And so the way that that game works is they will spin, and that's their starting number. Then after that, they would roll their die and then subtract the number that they rolled from the number that they spun. The thing that's a little bit trickier about this game is that there's not necessarily built in a place for them to model the subtraction, they would have to kind of keep it in their head or use their finger. So it's a little bit more challenging than the other ones, which is kind of why I said it last. And the reason that it's called jump around is because on their game board, there's all the different sums that they might have. And so what they're doing is looking for the sum that they got, jumping around to wherever they find it, and then they can color it in with whatever color that they choose. So maybe one player is the blue player, one player is the green player. And so they would color in all of their spots blue, their partner would color in all of their spots green, and then at the end, they're trying to figure out who got the most spots. The numbers on the game board, I try to pick more of the ones that are more common, so they're not rolling and spinning and spinning and spinning trying to get like a one or something like that. But like I said, it's a little bit trickier because they kind of have to keep the number that they're using in their head and counting down. So they maybe spun a 10 and then rolled a 5. Well, that's not a good example. That's a double. They might have spun a 10 and rolled a 3, so they could either count up or count back to figure out what the difference is. The idea is they want to keep going to see who can color in the most spots. It's a little bit faster paced, a little bit more intense, but of course, if they need it, you can definitely offer them a 10 frame to use or cubes to use to support them. If they're not quite ready to just do that mentally or with their fingers, they can have a model of it. They can use a 10 frame or cubes to represent what's going on. Some of these games have the print and go version where you could just print it, color it. Others that have a print and go version and a color version, so you could laminate that one and then just reuse it again and again. There are options here. I hope that gave you some ideas. Stay tuned next week for when I talk all about how I introduce the symbols and what they mean so that they really stick and minimize confusion between addition and subtraction symbols in equations. And until then, I will catch you next time.